To participate in the program and speak with Peter Greenberg, call 1-888-887-3837 or visit petergreenberg.com. Now back to Peter Greenberg Worldwide.
52 minutes after the hour. Hope you're having a wonderful last weekend in April wherever you happen to be. I'm very happy to be home. Didn't think I'd actually make it. In fact, our intrepid producer, Shelley Gontrowski, is still stuck in Wales, but I don't feel sorry for her for a single minute. She's been having fun over there because of a volcano. The other thing about the volcano, for the last 5 days, I've been able to use it as an excuse for not doing anything I didn't want to do. Gee, I can't have dinner with you tomorrow because there's an eruption. Oh, I really don't want to go to that play because there's a volcano. I really can't make that return phone call because I'm so traumatized by ash. I love it. But those excuses are over because guess what? I'm back in the U.S. now, so we'll have to see what happens. My next guest, you know, they always say necessity is the mother of invention. Well, she's figured out this one because she's the founder of the Savvy Anti. Her website is thesavvyanti.com. You know, you're always looking for resources of what to do when you're in New York, especially in Manhattan, but we'll talk New York in general. What happens if you've got young kids you're taking around and you're not a mom to begin with? You gotta start thinking about all sorts of other things. Her name, Melanie Notkin. Hey, Melanie.
Hey, Peter. Thanks so much for having me. So,
this obviously started when you became an aunt.
It did. It started when I became an aunt, and I realized that there were no modern resources for the cosmopolitan aunt. Everything seemed old, aunt.
Stop right there. The cosmopolitan aunt.
Yes. Nearly 50% of American women don't have kids in America, and we're not having kids in our 20s, in our 30s. Some of us are just having kids in our 40s.
And you don't have kids.
I don't have kids myself, no.
But you have kids that you're taking around because you're now an aunt.
I'm an aunt. I'm an aunt to six. By relation, I'm aunt many more by choice as an ABC. I've got kids in...
And by choice,
and
ABC.
By choice.
I like that.
Well, you know, all growing up, we had a woman in our mom's best friend. We called auntie this or aunt that. It's the woman in the family village, not their mom.
But I remember, you know, when somebody told me my aunt, I always thought, as you said, was basically sort of like needed assistance or just really didn't move fast and was uncomfortable around... physically active things, right?
Right. It was gray-haired ladies, you know, but today...
Aunt, who wore hats.
Who wore hats, yes. You know, and today, that's not who she is. She's working. She's in New York City. I mean, you walk around, you see all these beautiful women working in these amazing buildings here in New York City. They have discretionary income and time that they're spending with their children in their lives.
And you know what the coolest thing about being an aunt is?
What?
They go home afterwards.
Well, we do go home, Embers. That's absolutely true. We
I just
get
thought I'd mention
home.
That because I'm a godfather to so many kids, and I have such a great time, and I also know I'm going to have a great time, and one of the reasons I'm going to have a great time is because at a certain point, what happens?
You go home.
Yes!
Yeah, you know, they poop in the diaper and you leave. There you go. I mean, like, the minute
No, those happens. Are my friends. That's the problem.
Well, you know, in fact, all the time that an aunt or an uncle, godfather, spends with a child is quality time. And it's kind of magical time, too. I mean, I don't know if you remember special times with your aunts or your uncles, especially those who didn't have kids. Somehow everything they did was magical and fabulous and a big adventure. So,
but then you have to have the resources. So you have to know where the coolest places are to go.
Absolutely.
That are age-specific.
Yep.
That are age-relatable, right?
Yep.
The coolest playgrounds, the coolest museums.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's food.
Food. Oh, yeah. Food that's not just chicken fingers.
Exactly. Exactly. So we actually, on SavvyAnti.com, we're a national website. We've got expertise. We've got activities and gift ideas and a whole community. And we partnered with a wonderful site called Parents Connect from Nickelodeon. And they tell us where all the local stuff is. And then I, as SavvyAnti, tell all of my aunts, these are our best picks. And we sort of choose the most magical, most fabulous adventures.
Now, you mentioned Nickelodeon. So do SavvyAntis get slimed?
I have a feeling that a few savvy aunties have been slimed in their
but
lifetime.
But not you.
Of course not.
You both, because that wouldn't be savvy for you to
Well,
do
that wouldn't be savvy. And it might mess up my dress.
Peter. Never mess up the auntie dress.
That's right.
Although, if you're a savvy auntie, most of the time when you were the kids, you're probably not wearing a dress. You're out there in jeans and running around with them, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We are. But sometimes you may catch us in heels, just coming home from work. I mean, that's sort of the savvy auntie lifestyle. We can do it all, too. We just do it a little differently than mom.
Okay, and of course the kids love spending time with you because you know where to go.
We know where to go, and in fact, we know these magical places and places that mom and dad may not have the
All
time.
Right. Give me one magical place right here in Manhattan that we don't know about.
How about the Teardrop Park? That's in Battery Park City. It's a park that just came out about in 2004. A lot of people don't know about it. It's got this ice wall and this huge slide, and it's got all this water activities in it. And, in fact, it has one of the cleanest public bathrooms in New York City.
And you know that from personal experience?
I do, actually, yes.
And have you gone down the slide?
I did not go down the slide in my
dress. Because you were wearing heels. I knew it.
Yeah. It's true. But I have, but the kids love it. And that's the important thing.
And they love the fact that you're watching and cheering them on.
Well, absolutely. You know, and I think it's so important for them to be out in nature. I mean, we think that nature is to nurture. Kids spend too much time inside. And it's so important for them to get out into fresh air. So when they can go to a park, whether it's that park or there's a great park all the way up in the Bronx called the Wave Hill Park. I mean, it's got gorgeous flowers. And I mean, it's like 20 some odd acres of just beautiful nature and things to do for kids.
And let's not forget all the little pocket parks between buildings here in Manhattan.
Absolutely. There are all these little parks, the neighborhood parks. I mean, you can barely walk. It seems strange for New York City, but you can barely walk a city mile without finding a couple parks along the way.
Cool thing. The name of the website again, SavvyAnty.com for the Cosmopolitan Ant.
That's right. Thanks, Peter.
Melanie Nocton, thanks for joining us. That music means we're out of time for this hour, but for those stations sticking around, we got a whole lot more coming. For those stations leaving us, have a great rest of your weekend. And for Shelley Gotcher in Wales, please come home. In the meantime, we'll be back with more of Peter Greenberg Worldwide from the Omni Berkshire Place Hotel right here on 52nd Street in Manhattan right after these messages. And for all you savvy ants out there, get the heels ready. Melanie said it's okay to wear them.
You've been listening to Peter Greenberg Worldwide. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com.